Fort Wayne's Morning News.
Novelist Louis L'Amour once said, "There will come a time when you think everything is finished, but that will be only the beginning."
92.3 FM and 1190 AM. Depend on it.
We are pausing to remember the life and legacy of Fort Wayne Mayor Tom Henry. If you are just joining us, perhaps you haven't even heard this news. Mayor Henry passed away last night after experiencing a medical emergency related to his cancer. Earlier in the day, we were informed that he actually entered hospice care following an issue related to his cancer. He died peacefully, surrounded by his family. And I don't know if you know this, but again, pausing to kind of look back at Tom's career, but he had a nearly 40-year career here in Fort Wayne. He was elected to an unprecedented fifth term back in November, after first being elected to mayor back in 2008.
I'm Mayor Tom Henry. Fort Wayne is working. Under my administration, nearly 25,000 jobs have been saved. Over 8,000 new, good-paying jobs were created. More than 100 companies have expanded, and now 16 new companies have moved to our city. Fort Wayne is growing. While most mid-sized cities are losing population, we're adding nearly 1,000 new residents a year. And much of that growth is with young people who have moved away but are now returning home because they like what they see. Together, we've made tremendous progress, but there's still so much work to do. I'm Mayor Tom Henry, and let's keep our city moving forward together.
Prior to being our mayor, Tom served on Fort Wayne City Council for 2 decades. He and his wife, Cindy, were married for nearly 50 years. They were longtime members of Most Precious Blood Church.
Cindy is my best friend. She's my wife of 47 years. She's a wonderful mother, grandmother, and truly my rock. You know how much I love you, sweetheart.
In January, I'm sure we can all remember, it was announced that Cindy was actually diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. She died a short time after. And then soon to follow, Tom had a diagnosis of his own.
But also, I have to unfortunately and regretfully announce that I too have been diagnosed with cancer. It is late stage stomach cancer.
During that press conference, when he shared his cancer diagnosis, he still promised all of us he would fight on.
I also have confidence in my ability to carry out my term issue for as long as God permits. My promise to all of you still stands. We will work together to move the city forward.
And I don't know about you, Wobbleland, but I would say he kept that promise. Tom didn't stop. He kept up all his appearances, his press conferences. Most recently, he delivered his 17th State of the City address. In fact, I saw him the night after. Josh and I both saw him the night after. We were walking by his table at Ruth Chris, and he said, "Hey, KB." You know, obviously, I stopped. I said hello, and you would have never known what he was up against. And as a conservative news talk radio host, someone who openly has an R by her name, I can sit here today live on the air and say I am very proud of my working relationship with Tom Henry. We had our fair share of disagreements, don't get me wrong, especially, you know, when it came to COVID and China. But we always remained, I think, respectful towards each other. And I'll let you in on a little secret. That doesn't always happen. In fact, this is actually pretty rare. I mean, I have Republicans I disagree with on the air, and they no longer want to come back on the show. That was never, never once the case with Tom Henry. He didn't actually care if you had a D by your name or an R by your name. What he cared about was his residents. Moving the city into the future, he was always just the biggest champion for our community. In terms of what comes next, we have done segments on that here on the show. We've already had lots of conversations about that. You can go back to listen to those on our podcast page. You can personally message me if you just really need to know today. But I just don't think it's appropriate to get into all of that today. We can revisit that down the road. Just know we do have a deputy mayor, and he will take over for now. And since we don't all have microphones to share our favorite memories or like I do or a tribute, you know, I do want to open my microphone up to you. You can text the show at 46862. Our text line is open. You can reach out to me on social media. You can email me and just share your favorite memories, you know, your thoughts, your prayers. And I will try to share as many of your tributes as possible throughout today's program. Meantime, just allow me to say to the Henry family, we are with you. We are thinking about you. We are praying for all of you as you continue to just at this time, really, I'm sure, just put one foot in front of the other after just this devastating, heartbreaking news. If you are just joining us, Mayor Tom Henry has died after experiencing a medical emergency related to his cancer. Tom was 72 years old.
Podcasts by Federated Media.